In local obituaries this morning, Mrs. Judy Boyer, age 59, of Old Greensburg Road, Campbellsville, died Saturday at Grandview Nursing Home after an illness. She is survived by one son, Scan Boyer of Cave City, one daughter, Shelby Fotts of Campbellsville, one grandchild, and special friend, Tammy Vosberg of Campbellsville. The family of Judy Boyer chose cremation. Memorial services will be conducted at a later date at the Lion DeWitt Funeral Home. Mrs. Kathleen Whitlock Mullins, age 83, of Campbellsville, died Saturday at Grandview Nursing Home after an illness. She is survived by one son and daughter-in-law, Gary and Sue Mullins of Campbellsville, one daughter and son-in-law, Julia Kay and Dan Bird of Michigan, five grandchildren, three great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Kathleen Whitlock Mullins will be this morning at 10 o'clock at the Lion DeWitt Funeral Home with entombment in the Brookside Mausoleum. In lieu of flowers, the family requests that expressions of sympathy be in the form of donations to Kosher Charities or Gideon Bibles. Mrs. Betty Perkins Sanders, age 94, of Niffley, died Saturday. Survivors include chosen daughter Kathy Tucker and her family of Niffley, one brother James Perkins, and one sister-in-law Barbara Perkins of Campbellsville. Funeral services for Betty Perkins Sanders will be this morning at 11 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Green River Memorial Baptist Church Cemetery. Mrs. Frances Levert McQuarrie, age 82, of Greensburg, died Saturday at her residence. Survivors include her husband, Robert Bob McQuarrie, three sisters and one brother, Alberta Sargent of Lexington, Mildred and Rupert Bagby of Colorado, Carlos and Florence Clark of Florida, Eleanor and Doug Sidebottom of Greensburg. Funeral services for Frances Levert McQuarrie will be this morning at 11 o'clock Central Time at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg with burial in the Greene County Memory Gardens. The family requests that expressions of sympathy be in the form of donations to the Greensburg United Methodist Church or Gideon Bibles. Mr. Les Blevins, age 78, of Campbellsville, died Sunday. Survivors include two brothers and one sister, Edwin Blevins and wife Nell of Campbellsville, Dr. Robert Blevins and wife Carolyn of Lexington, and Elizabeth Rakes of Bardstown. Funeral services for Les Blevins will be Wednesday afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Good Hope Baptist Church Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home. Mr. Jimmy Bell, age 50, of Greensburg, died Sunday at Jane Todd Crawford Hospital. He is survived by his wife, Laverne Bagby Bell, one son, Steve Allen Bell of London, one daughter, Madison Bell of Portland, three stepchildren, Chris Whitlock, Amanda Mills, and Carmen Estes, all of Greensburg, his father, Herbie Bell of Jamestown, 10 grandchildren, three brothers, Dale Bell and Kenny Bell of Jamestown, Marshall Bell of Albany, two sisters, Doris Bell and Debbie Rickard, both of Jamestown. Funeral services for Jimmy Bell will be Wednesday afternoon at 1 o'clock Central Time at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home in Greensburg with burial in the Bethlehem Cemetery. The family requests visitation after 3 o'clock this afternoon at the Coward and Parrott Funeral Home. Mrs. Annie Baumgartner, age 75, of Campbellsville, died Sunday. She is survived by one daughter, Tammy Baumgartner of Campbellsville. Funeral services for Annie Baumgartner will be Thursday morning at 11 o'clock at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home with burial in the Campbellsville Memorial Gardens. The family requests visitation after 6 o'clock Wednesday at the Parrott and Ramsey Funeral Home. I'm Greg Gribbins, WVLC News.